Pakistan may have no new opposition leader, but two former prime ministers want a role. Both are in exile. Both say they want to return for elections later this year. One is Benazir Bhutto, and the other is Nawaz Sharif. In the 1990s, he was the prime minister who ordered Pakistan's nuclear tests. He also named a new head of Pakistan's army, a general named Pervez Musharraf.
Well, I have every intention to go back to Pakistan before the elections. And when will be the elections held? I don't know.
I'm just trying to figure out how that works if President Musharraf says he's not going to let you back in.
I think the people of Pakistan will let me back in. He can't stop me. There is no law which prevents me from coming back to my country. I am holding a Pakistani passport. How can Musharraf block my entry into Pakistan? Only he knows. Nobody else knows.
When you say, Mr. Sharif, that the people of Pakistan will let you back in the country, do you mean that you were hoping for demonstrations, protests against the current government that are so strong that President Musharraf would have no choice but to let you in freely?
Demonstrations are already going on, and they're gaining momentum. And these demonstrations are for the restoration of rule of law, and it's a good omen for Pakistan.
Are the demonstrations strong enough that you could return now or next week?
I will give a little more time. I will wait for a little more time.
Mr. Sharif, I want to ask about the decade or so before Musharraf took power, a period in which, as you know, you were one of two dominant politicians in Pakistan.
Yeah.
Why do you think it was that after that period, there were many quarters inside and outside Pakistan where the military coup, at least initially, was greeted with relief?
I don't know who was celebrating the intervention of the military.
What I'm saying is that there was this military coup in 1999, and we can at least say that Pakistan in general received that coup with calm. There were not mass demonstrations until really years later, until almost now.
Well, everything has its own time, you see. It did take some time to recover, and of course, Mr. Musharraf, after a few weeks, gave a very, very promising agenda so that he keeps the hopes alive, and then failed badly, and now the people are up in arms against this government.
As you know, any number of Americans have said that they may not love General Musharraf, they may not love military dictators, but that he is an essential U.S. ally in the war on terror. I'd like to know if you were still prime minister, if you were still serving as prime minister and had been on September 11, 2001, what, if anything, might be different today?
I don't know why some of the people in U.S. administration think like that. Mr. Musharraf, I think, has the tendency of hoodwinking the West. Musharraf is not in the habit of taking the people of Pakistan into confidence. He acts just by himself, all alone. I would have also carried the people of Pakistan with me and fought a more effective battle against terror.
The other former prime minister in exile, Benazir Bhutto, has said that she has been involved in talks with Musharraf's government of some kind about restoring the democratic process. Have you been involved in talks with the current government?
I will never engage myself into any parleys with dictators.
You mean you wouldn't negotiate terms under which you could come home, for example?
No, not at all.
Are you willing to?
You don't talk to criminals. You don't talk to traitors. Mr. Bush also refuses to talk to certain people in the world. So why should I be talking to any person who's guilty of abrogating the Constitution?
Well, I'm interested in the practicalities.
Practical. You see, I think we should take this struggle forward.
My question was, if you return to Pakistan and you have no assurances from the government that you will be let alone and allowed to walk freely, are you willing to go to jail?
If we can achieve our objectives by paying the price of going into the jail, well, that doesn't scare me. I think it'll to the contrary, I think it'll take this struggle forward. It'll take the struggle faster than we all think.
Thank you very much for the time. I appreciate it.
You're most welcome. Thank you very much indeed. Very nice talking to you.
Nawaz Sharif was Pakistan's prime minister until a military coup in 1999. We mentioned that other former prime minister who also wants to return, Benazir Bhutto, and you can hear her at npr.org.